Welcome to the Ghost Rap Podcast. It's fast, it's fun, it's informative. For more details on these stories and to make sure you get daily updates, visit ghostmail.co.za. The Ghost Rap Podcast is brought to you by Forvis Mazars, an internationally integrated partnership operating in over 100 countries and territories, including South Africa, delivering audit and assurance, tax advisory, and consulting services to clients. If you hold any stocks in the luxury sector, then you need to give pretty careful thought to what we are seeing play out in China at the moment. Luxury brand sales are under pressure there, with the broader Chinese economic story taking some strain right now. Sure, the rich can easily still afford this stuff, of course, but there's a new concept, or actually an old concept from the global financial crisis that has now reared its head again, called luxury shame. And it speaks to a drop in demand for products that are an outward show of wealth during a time when the economy is under pressure. Bluntly, people just see it as embarrassing to be walking around with a watch that costs as much as a family car when other people can't find a job. Now, this is highly problematic for the luxury sector because China is the biggest market for luxury goods in the world. We can see that at Richemont, where sales for the latest quarter grew just 1% year on year at constant exchange rates. They fell 1% as reported. Now, you don't need to read too far down the announcement to find the source of that pressure. Asia Pacific was down a nasty 18% in constant currency. And within that, China, Hong Kong, and Macau fell 27%. The watchmaking business got hit hardest, down 13% in constant currency on a global basis. Richemont's share price initially gave a resilient response to the news, but has since been moving lower. At time of recording, the share price is down around 4% over 5 days. To be honest, I expected to see a bigger drop on news like this, so I think it remains vulnerable. AVI deserves an inclusion in this edition of Ghost Rap, especially after the company managed to grow its headline earnings per share by between 21% and 25%, despite group revenue being up by only 6.3%. Talk about turning water into wine, right? In a trading update for the year ended June, we learned that the food and beverage segment did the heavy lifting on the revenue side, with Entice Beverages up 18.2% and Snackworks up 6.4%, while I&J fell 1.1% as the blemish on those numbers. As for the improvement in margins, it looks like personal care achieved a step forward, although we must wait for detailed numbers to know for sure. They let go of a distribution agreement in July 2023 that only resulted in a marginal decline in profit despite that segment being down 16.4% on the revenue line. And there's a lesson in this. If you are going to turn a modest revenue performance into a strong profit performance, one of the ways to do it is to get rid of low-margin businesses that take time, energy, and perhaps most importantly when money is expensive, working capital. And that's what AVI has done here, along with great performance in the food and beverages side of the business. AVI's share price is up 17% this year, thanks to a strong underlying performance across the group really, aside from maybe I&J, and a general improvement in sentiment towards South African stocks. Let's move on to Karooooo with all the O's, five of them if you count them. And as the owner of Cartrack, this oddly named group is all about driving subscriber growth and increases in recurring revenue. Now, there was a wobbly in the investment story during the aftermath of the pandemic, as Asian markets were slow to reopen for business and Karooooo had invested heavily in building out distribution capacity in that part of the world as part of a plan to achieve global growth. Thankfully, the core business was strong enough to absorb the short-term irritation, with the long-term journey now back on track. And we can see this in the latest quarter, where Karooooo achieved subscription revenue growth of 15% and operating profit growth of 34%, with both gross margin and operating profit margin expanding. There is nothing quite like a quarter of a record operating profit to remind the market of the opportunity in this company. One thing to always keep in mind with Karooooo is free cash flow, as the telematics devices require significant investment in working capital. Now, this can lead to large disconnects between growth in operating profit and free cash flow, particularly during a quarter of strong growth that would have required considerable outlay in devices. Despite the record profit in this quarter, free cash flow almost halved year on year. So there's a great example of how strong growth actually negatively impacts free cash flow in the short term. And finally, a note on executive remuneration at Prosus. Things really have changed there with the new CEO in place and the company recognizing that significant mistakes were made with the previous leadership. There is now what they call a moonshot structure being put in place for Fabrizio Bluisi as the recently appointed CEO. And here's how it works. If the market cap at least doubles between now and 2028 and then maintains that level for a year, That's the first tick in the box. If the total shareholder return beats the 50th percentile of their defined peer group until 2028, that is the second tick in the box. The reward for that? $70 million in shares. Yes, 1.3 billion rand roughly at today's exchange rates would vest in BlueEasy. Honestly, I love this. I have no problem whatsoever with executives becoming billionaires provided they behave like entrepreneurs and they put down a track record deserving of that wealth. If Prosus shareholders are making that much money, then I really don't have an issue with the CEO, who is so integral to all of this, making that kind of money as well. And that's a wrap. Please remember that nothing you hear on the Ghost Rap podcast should be taken as advice. Please do your own research and visit ghostmail.co.za for more insights into the market.